It's the Brouhaha Podcast with Steve Jackson and Mark Carpenter.
Brouhaha, and we're just so happy, as always, to have Natalie Chilurzo here from Russian River.
Thank you. Nice to be back.
Of course, my co-host, Mark Carpenter, iconic brew guy who started at Anchor in San Francisco in 71.
Yes, sir. And I have a great beer with me from Russian River right now, a Little White Lie. It's just a fantastic beer, very yeasty aroma. And almost bread-like or champagne yeasty-like. Mm-hmm. It's just terrific. A Belgian yeast, I assume?
And yeah, it's a Belgian white beer. It's about 5% alcohol, made with a Belgian yeast that doesn't, what we say, flocculate out. So it doesn't clear itself up. Flocculate is a new word for your vocabulary.
I don't think we can say that on the radio.
No, it's late enough.
Flocculate.
You must be careful with that one. Our guest today is Marianne McBride, the CEO of the Council on Aging. Great to meet you.
Great to meet you, and
thanks
thrilled to be
in
here.
And we'll explain all that in just a moment. I have to ask Natalie Chilurzo, with an update. We ask you every time an update on the new project in Windsor that is just going to be ridiculously cool.
So we got our bottling line was delivered last week. So we officially have all of our equipment on the property. And the bottling line, it's an Italian bottling line. We bought it from Prospero, who's located in Windsor, actually. And the bottling line is a guy. It's Italian. And it came with three Italians and one espresso machine to put it together.
They
are currently up in Windsor putting this thing together. And they're moving right along. It's looking great.
We're looking at October still?
We're looking at fall, yeah. September, October-ish, somewhere between September and November, fingers crossed. And I'd love to do a live broadcast up there.
Yes, we will.
Yes.
Explain quickly to people what it is you guys are doing and where they, if they go to your website, they can see some of the artist renderings.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. So
and
we
photos.
We have our, you can always follow us on Instagram or on Facebook. Russian River Brewing Official is our Instagram. Russian River Brewing is Facebook. I post videos and picture updates all the time. You can go to our website where you can see the live camera. We have a time-lapse camera that takes a picture every 10 minutes.
Yeah.
You can see real live construction photos and then kind of read about the project. So Vinny and I are building an 85,000 square foot brewery all in one space. It's a brew pub, tasting room, gift shop, production brewery, and also a brewery to make our funky sour barrel aged beers, which is one of the things that we're known for here in Sonoma County. And we're very excited, very proud of it. It's going to be a wonderful destination for locals and out-of-town guests alike. 2 acres of free parking, tons of bicycle parking, and a one-acre outdoor beer garden. People can come and get a beer and hang out, just enjoy the beautiful weather and scenery.
Check this out, folks.
Natalie, you're going to be doing both bottles and cans?
You know, funny you ask. Vinny and I, we think that we are officially the only brewery in the United States that doesn't can. So it's certainly something that we'll look into. Not in the budget at the moment, but we're definitely going to look into that once we get Windsor up and running. But starting with our bottles at first, and then we'll see where we can go from that. And of course, always growlers and beer.
Well, you
on
have
draft.
Your canning line, so
so we'll get there.
Yeah, that's terrific. I think a lot of brewers are learning that cans are better for the beer.
Cans, yeah. It depends on how you do it. If you do it right, you know, obviously we're all very concerned about oxygen in our beer. And if you do it right, you can get low oxygen levels. But, we're not quite ready to start investing a lot of time and money and research in that. But we likely will someday.
Russian River Brewing Company and King Ridge Foundation are partnering to raise money for the victims of the Sonoma County wildfires from last year. This says $1,103,537 raised.
Yeah, so far. And we still have some money coming in from a few breweries who have a little bit of Sonoma Pride left for sale.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
And Marianne McBride, CEO of the Council on Aging, tell us what you folks are doing and how you're working with Natalie and Vinny and...
You know, in the days after the fire, we had a call from Kings Ridge, and they told us about Sonoma Pride and the effort and the fundraising and how quickly that fund was growing. And at that point, they said they would like to give us money for a fund for seniors. We did have a disaster case manager on staff who was working with victims, seniors, who had been displaced by the fires. And so thanks to the support of Kings Ridge, we were able to distribute $25,000 in smaller increments to seniors who had lost dentures or needed a first or last month rent deposit, something like that. And when that, as that money, as that fund depleted, Kings Ridge came back and said, you know, we have some more money. What would you do with it if you had more money? And the case manager said, honestly, the issue here is housing. We have seniors from Journey's End who are used to paying $300 a month for their rent. And
the trailer park that was near Kaiser
absolutely.
That burned down. Yeah.
And he said there's absolutely nowhere for them to go. So when you have, you know, 92-year-olds who are living in a hotel room and, you know, another gentleman living in a barn, this isn't what we want to do for our seniors. So basically, we put forth a proposal. We heard about a mobile home park that had some open spaces, and we're installing brand new manufactured homes that were available for sale.
Nice.
And so we went back to Russian River and Kings Ridge, and we said, if we had money, this is what we'd do. We would purchase these small manufactured homes to actually house low-income displaced seniors, and it's happening.
I'm going to get your number before you leave, because I'm a senior. Oh, am I a senior? Never know what's going to happen.
You wouldn't know it.
Let's talk about this that Mark was raving about here. You have this
in
a thing?
Happy Hops.
We're drinking Happy Hops. You want to try a Little White Lie first?
Let me try that.
I think you're going to like...
Why is it called Little White Lie?
I always try to bring you beers that I think you might like, because I know you're not a big hoppy guy, so
right.
I know you like the STS.
I'm a big happy guy, but
you are
not
a super
hoppy
guy. Yeah, but not a real hoppy guy. So we started with the STS pills, which does have some hops in it, but you do tend to like more of the pilsners. But this is called Little White Lie. It's a Belgian white beer, and so a lot of times you would name a white beer something white. So we decided to name ours Little White Lie. It's actually from, I believe, a children's rhyme, but I can't remember what it is right now. It's an old children's rhyme or a song. Next time I'm on air, I'll figure out what it is.
Yes, and next time, rehearse it and sing it for
Thank
us.
Thank you, I will. Yeah. So this is about 5% alcohol. It's a nice, low alcohol. It's a seasonal summer beer for us. It's on tap right now at the pub. We only make it usually about once a year, and it's 65% barley.
Is that a great... I see your nose in there. It's a great aroma, isn't it?
It really is.
It's a Belgian yeast, and it's spiced with orange peel, coriander, and cumin. Just a little bit. So you can get that really beautiful.
And it's called a white yeast mainly because of the haze. Nowadays, we'd call it a New England something.
Sure, yeah. But it's a Belgian yeast.
Mark, reiterate your thoughts on this one.
I think that Natalie first gave me a sample, I brought it up to my nose, and it just had a wonderful yeasty aroma, almost bread-like and bordering on some of the champagnes I like that have a nice toasty, yeasty aroma to it.
I love this.
Oh,
yeah,
I'm so glad.
Isn't it great?
Wow.
Great.
And then you have all the flavors of the yeast that are in there that are just terrific.
And the finish stays, and it's like I can get the...
The coriander, the orange peel, and the cumin. Yeah, mm-hmm. and it's a dry beer too, so it tends to be a clean finish.
And this is only 5%.
It's only 5%.
Wow.
It has very little hops in it. It has one hop called Salea. It's a Slovenian hop, and it's just in the boil, and that's it. We don't dry hop with it or anything, so the hops are just very trace.
Marianne, talk a little more about the Council on Aging and what it is you folks do.
Fabulous. Council on Aging has been serving Sonoma County since 1966.
Wow.
We help seniors to maintain their independence and remain living in their homes. We have six program areas: social, financial, legal, nutrition, and health. And we provide over 20 programs here in Sonoma County, ranging from, again, legal assistance, financial services, mental health programs. Our largest and most recognizable is our Meals on Wheels program. Plus, we have dining sites throughout the county.
Yeah.
And we are totally thrilled to be moving into the housing program. So we feel like now we offer a comprehensive wraparound approach to aging.
And about how many seniors do you help through your program?
You know what? Yearly, we help about 8,000 seniors.
Wow.
So it's quite a few. Our Meals on Wheels, about 2,000 per year, and then spread among the rest of our programs. It's up about 8,000.
Great.
But there's a need. We actually have 130,000 seniors here in Sonoma County, and that number's grown dramatically.
I am one of them. I don't mean to keep saying that.
Especially at my house.
Yes, Mark and I are amongst that group.
I am too. I joined the group.
So, by the way, Blair Hardman, my longtime comedy partner, owner of Zone Recording, is listening, and he said, "You're drinking beer with cumin in it and liking it?"
Yes, he is.
He knows how I feel about cumin, but this, I'm not getting any cumin negative stuff there. It's really good.
Fantastic. I'm so happy.
And now, Council on Aging is a national.
No.
No.
No. We're a local organization. There is a national Council on Aging, but it's an advocacy organization.
Oh, okay.
So some other communities may have a Council on Aging. They may have chosen that name. But actually, we're very unique with the number of programs that we have.
And what's the website? Is Sonoma County Council on Aging.org?
CouncilOnAging.com. CouncilOnAging.com.
And that'll go right to the Sonoma County?
Yep.
Council?
Absolutely. And right now we're in the middle of running the senior games. So we have 800 people coming this weekend to play soccer and volleyball. And
I love that thing.
It's so fun.
Where is this?
Actually, Place to Play has soccer.
Uh-huh.
But it's kind of spread throughout the county. I know bowling happened today. It's pickleball, I think, is it? Finley Center. Pickleball is there, and that's sold out. Fastest growing sport in the United States.
Yeah, I know, and I still don't understand what it is. We need to get Mike somebody on here from Oakmont or a council. Somebody to
tell
me.
We can connect you with pickleballers. Mm-hmm. They are serious athletes.
Do they use a pickle to hit the ball? I don't quite get it.
I don't know. There's a brand that their logo is a pickle, and they do have. The pickleball is actually, it's a hard paddle. A fairly large paddle, and they play with a wiffle ball. So it's kind of like, it's like life-size table tennis. So you're on a smaller part of a tennis court, and you don't have to move quite as much, so you can play it older.
Me.
Yeah, me too.
Oh,
yeah.
That's great.
Wow. Okay. Mark?
Yes, sir.
Other thoughts?
Well, I think that I like beer. I'm glad to be home from Hawaii because now we're getting some good beers. The Hawaiian beers are good, but these beers are better.
You talked about that last week.
There's nothing wrong with them, but there's nothing outstanding. And I have a Happy Hops from Russian River right now, which is Natalie can tell you the story, but it's a resurrected label from the old Grace Brothers Brewery. And it's really a nice beer.
Thanks. So Happy Hops is kind of a newer IPA for us. It has about 12 different hop varieties in it, and I can't remember them all, but I know we have Simcoe and Mosaic and many, many different hops. I texted Vinny to text me back some of the hops. But anyway, it's about 6.5% alcohol. It's an India Pale Ale. It's actually one of my new favorite beers, so it's kind of my go-to these days. Happy Hops was a brand made by Grace Brothers Brewing Company. It was here in Santa Rosa. I actually brought one of their original Happy Hops bottles.
That's beautiful.
So we've basically resurrected Happy in his new, you know, modern
so
form.
Who did you have to go to get the rights to?
The trademark lapsed, but out of respect, we contacted the Grace family and we explained our desire to resurrect Happy.
They had to be happy with that.
And they were very happy, and they were honored, and they said,
very
of course.
Cool.
But yeah, so we retrademarked it, and so we've brought an old Santa Rosa brand back, and we're very excited about it. It's been
Mike,
a very popular beer.
Will you get a photo of the Happy Hops IPA from Russian River?
He already did. Okay. He's on it.
Get it
yeah.
up on
Do you know,
he usually is.
Meals on Wheels in Australia actually deliver beer and wine to their clients.
And well, they should.
I know.
Can we
now, once
start
you guys
doing
start
that?
Doing that,
I don't know. I think we need to hear from the community. We need to know whether that's a good idea.
Well, as a leader in the community,
as a senior in the community,
I am a senior. I say yes. Do that.
It sounds like a good idea.
Beer and wine on wheels.
There have been studies where if you give seniors in homes a little wine or a little beer before, they'll eat more. And very often you can't get them to eat.
Actually, that's true. We had a client was 105 years old and was doing very well, by the way. And at an event, we asked her the secret to her longevity. And she claimed that she drank 2 ounces of red wine every single night. The whole room roared. But the people who sat at the table with her said she actually had 2 glasses of red wine. And she knows how to drink her red wine. But she lived actually close to, I think it was about 108.
Oh, my God.
So I think there's something to it.
Yeah, oh, there is, for sure.
I agree.
I mean, you can overdo anything. But in moderation, it just is a fabulous part of your life.
That's what we hear.
Okay, Mark, talk about this Happy Hops IPA that has been resurrected by Russian River Brewing Company. This is a little much for me.
A little hoppy for your taste.
Yeah, it's a little not your style.
No, I'm a total wimp.
But it's a great variety of hops. It's very hoppy. I think it's fabulous they've resurrected the label because it's such a pretty label. And you guys can look at the website and see the picture of it or eventually see it in the stores. But it's funny because the beer that originally was made would have had very few hops in it. I think they could have called it Happy Hops because there was actually 2 hops in the beer.
So this one that Russian River's doing is going to be much more hoppy than the Grace Brothers.
There's literally about 12 different varieties of hops in there. Vinny texted me. It's Mosaic, Azaka, Simcoe, Centennial, Cashmere, Comet, just to name a few. So there's tons and tons of hops in there.
So there's lots of happy hops in there.
Not your style. We can certainly go right back to Little White Lie, or I brought STS just for you.
Well, STS, of course, which is the
great lager.
But it's the initials
for the Charles Schultz Airport.
Yeah. Which I think is cool. But this is STS is a Pilsner. Available all the time at
most of
Russian
the time.
River.
It's usually on draft and frequently in the bottle. And the Happy Hops, we just ran out of bottles, but we do still have it on draft, available at the pub in growlers and stuff to go. And we'll be bottling it again hopefully very soon. And then once we open our new Windsor Brewery, we'll have more capacity to bottle our more seasonal beers on a more regular basis.
Exactly.
So we'll be able to offer more variety to the guests.
I just can't wait. Once this is open in Windsor, the new Russian River brewing conglomerate, the resort, I don't know, man, it's going to be amazing. Yeah. And I can't wait for next February when Pliny the Younger happens and people are able to go there.
At both breweries.
Both breweries.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting.
That'll lighten up a little bit of 4th Street.
I think so. You know, one of the top three reasons we're doing this is to allow, give a little breathing room to our downtown brew pub and hopefully kind of give it more back to the locals. And granted, we want tons of locals to be up in Windsor, but there's a bit more room to spread out up there and space for people.
It's going
to
be amazing.
Yeah,
it is the Drive Hop Monk Brouhaha. Our dear friend Natalie Chalurzo is here from Russian River Brewing. My co-host Mark Carpenter, who started it. I always have to say this because it's amazing. And I must remind my listeners, Mark Carpenter started in 1971 at Anchor.
A wonderful, have fabulous career and still a great brewery. People should remember that. It's still a great brewery making great beers.
Yeah. Marianne McBride, CEO of the Council of Aging here in Sonoma County, is with us as well. All righty, we're wrapping up this week's edition of the Drive Hop Monk Brouhaha with Mark Carpenter. Marianne McBride is here, the CEO of the Council of Aging in Sonoma County. And, of course, the amazing Natalie Chalurzo, along with her amazing husband, Vinny Chalurzo, from Russian River Brewing. Tonight at Hot Monk and Sebastopol in the Abbey, it's Sam Chase and the Untraditional. Doors at 7:30, show at 8, 21 and over. Coming up tonight in Novato at Hot Monk at the Session Room, it's Three Band Thursday with Stephen Gregory and the West Coast Turnabout and Michael Bronstetter, Seth Presley. That sounds like four bands to me, but okay, whatever. Oh, Tim Flannery, former Giants coach, is going to be there Saturday night in Novato. Tim Flannery and the Lunatic Fringe. It's part of the Novato Festival of Art, Wine, and Music. They've been doing that for a long time. It's the after party for that. And let's see. Friday night at the Sonoma Tavern stage at Hot Monk, Jeff Campbell. That show is free, as is the Saturday show with the great Wendy DeWitt. 21 and over, both shows. They're both free live at the Twin Oaks Roadhouse in Pengrove. Tonight, it's Country Line Dancing. And tomorrow night, the Stephen Graves Band. And Sunday, you got to write this one down. The great Ramblin' Jack Elliott is going to be at the Twin Oaks Roadhouse in Pengrove. It's part of the Backyard Barbecue series, all ages. The great Ramblin' Jack. Okay, and again, go to the CouncilOnAging.com. Check out everything they're doing and help them out as best you can. Also, you can go to SonomaPride.com. And this is all part of everything, all the fundraising and stuff.
Yeah, so we handed over a check for $400,000 last week to Mary Ann to buy five houses for seniors who are living in Journey's End. And,
wow.
And on top of that, St. Vincent de Paul is providing, their program is called, I think, Bed in a Box. Is that right? Or House in a Box. And so they provide some basic furnishings for the folks so that the house will come furnished. And then Council on Aging also provides their Meals on Wheels program and other services for these seniors. So it's not just like an empty shell of a house. It's everything that they need to live.
No.
Mm-hmm. It's fantastic.
Council on Aging and Meals on Wheels, everything is just,
I think this is actually, this might be my new favorite local nonprofit. So I'm excited. We're gonna have a lot of fun in the future.
We are so excited about this partnership as well. It's really exciting.
Mary Ann McBride, CEO of the local Council on Aging. Of course, Natalie Chalurzo from Russian River. Say hi to Vinny, and it's always a pleasure. Mm-hmm. Love you.
Thanks.
And Mark Carpenter, love you too, my friend.
And back at you. Yeah. Pleasure to be here.
All right, and you'll be back with us next week.
Yes,
right?
Sir.
You're not leaving town.
I don't think so, no. I don't
travel. You just got back from Hawaii. So.
Yeah, correct. Well, that was a quick trip to see the volcanoes, but
that's right.
I don't travel near as much as her, Linda. So.
No, nobody does.
Nobody. Yeah, nobody does.
Me? Trump doesn't travel
yeah,
as much.
Exactly.
As okay, folks, and thanks to all of you.
Thank you.
And Marianne, stay in touch. Anything you guys need to get the word out on or whatever you're doing, let us
know. Thank you.
Oh, I got 3 seconds. Have a great night.